Hi, it's Maura. I love the quote from author Rebecca Solnit. It goes like this. What the very young see is literally incomparable. Nothing like it has come before. And these encounters are the raw material, the imagery of their psyches. Okay, I'll read it again. What the very young see is literally incomparable. Nothing like it has come before. And these encounters are the raw material, the imagery of their psyches. I believe seasons and sounds and smells bring this raw material, the imagery of our psyche, right back to us. Imagine a bite into a summer strawberry, the first snowfall of winter, the smell of grass in late spring, the sound of kids yelping trick or treat at Halloween. We think childhood is long ago and far away, and for many of us, it is. For some, there might even be cobwebs draping over those old memories. Still, I think the rich imagery of our psyches lives deep within us. And at certain moments, these images appear just like that resounding bell coming from down the valley. This raw material calls to us, saying, remember this, for this is when you first felt so alive. First felt so alive. I don't think that feeling ever has an expiration date. For example, my father, a special agent for the FBI, loved baseball when he was a kid. I always found him in the garage on Saturdays, polishing his FBI agent shoes while listening to the California Angels on his transistor radio. It was as if the garage had transformed into his dugout, as if the whiff of leather from his FBI shoes smelled just like that of his old mitt. My father was that serious FBI agent who fought crime all day. But his younger, secret self, I'm convinced, never left the baseball field. As his ever-watchful daughter, I could see the magic and wonder in his eyes. These clues into his soul shone like jewels. I share this with you as my best-selling memoir, FBI Girl, How I Learned to Crack My Father's Code with Love, heads out into its reprint edition the summer of 2017. FBI Girl is a love story about my family, my Nancy Drew-like relationship with my mysterious father, about the place where I grew up in suburban Southern California. It is a testimony to the raw imagery that resounds from my first 14 years of life, when I first felt so alive. Stay tuned for more posts from my audio diaries at fbigirl.com.